You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
3, 2, 1...
But I've worked it out. I love to listen to your podcast.
Whenever you say something, other people react to it.
Taking my breath away, Aaron.
Vern Lundquist joins me. Hall of Famer Jim Calhoun, NASCAR icon Dale Earnhardt Jr. Kirk Herbstreit is on the phone.
Bonus episode of the
Here
podcast.
We go.
And hope everybody is ready for another weekly interview with UConn guard Hassan Diarra. So it's interesting, right? There's an old saying, luck happens when preparation meets opportunity. And so why I bring it up is because this whole run that the Aaron Torres pod has had with Hassan Diarra, it's been so awesome. And it's kind of where luck meets preparation. You know, luck is where preparation meets opportunity, right? We started this 5-6 weeks ago. The hope was that UConn was going to go on a deep NCAA tournament run. They have, and Hassan has taken us behind the scenes. I think what is also cool, though, is I've had non-UConn fans say, hey, I'm starting to get into this Diarra kid. I watch him I watch UConn games. I know him from your show. But it is so cool for me to see the development and evolution of Hassan, you know, kind of his brand, if you will. But then more importantly, you go to a game like Saturday against Illinois where Hassan was unbelievable as UConn advances to the Elite Eight. So we are going to bring on Hassan momentarily, but I am just so happy how all of this has worked out. Selfishly, biasly, I'm happy for Hassan. You know, to see him thrive when his team needed him in that first half against Illinois was incredible. And we're going to break it all down. We're going to talk about the game. The 30-0 run, Donovan Clingan's impact, Brett Underwood's quotes. There is so much to discuss with Hassan, and we're going to get to all of it momentarily. Before we do, a couple quick reminders. First of all, do want to thank our sponsor of the interview every week with Hassan Diarra. That is, of course, Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Manchester, 103 Tallinn Turnpike. Shea's, come for the food, stay for the fun. Listen, you should be going to Shea's. If you're not going to Phoenix this weekend, if you weren't in Boston last weekend, Brooklyn the weekend before, Big East tournament the weekend before that, Shea's is the best place to watch all UConn games, okay? Great sports bar. They have the largest outdoor patio in Connecticut. By the way, that bad boy is set to open. How about this? Live music every Friday and Saturday night. This coming Friday, they got Lickety Split on Saturday. It's good and rich. So great food, great vibes, live music. The Huskies play the late game on Saturday night. Head over to Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 103 Tallinn Turnpike. Come for the food, stay for the fun. Very quickly, I also want to thank our sponsor of our Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge, Bracket Fanatics. And as I mentioned on Monday's show, here's the bottom line. For a lot of you, your brackets are broken. It's okay. It happens. Their brackets are busted. That happens this time of year. But how about this? What if your bracket could be busted and you could still win $250 in cash courtesy of Bracket Fanatics? Oh, it can happen. And here is how. Let me explain. So what Bracket Fanatics is doing is, in Bracket Fanatics, if you have signed up for the Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge, you are automatically eligible to win this $250 cash prize. This is all you got to do. Log into Bracket Fanatics where you filled out your bracket, okay? There is a tab called Manage Bets, okay? And in the Manage Bets, what Bracket Fanatics is doing is giving 500 what they call bracket bucks. That's free money to anyone that is in the Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge. Use that money to bet with friends. Use that money to bet against me. By the way, I told you on Monday's show, I said my best bet is Purdue -7.5 against NC State. So if you think Torres is an idiot, log into bracketfanatics.com, the Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge. You will have the opportunity to bet against me, fade Zach Edey, which I know all of you probably want to do. Well, Purdue, I don't want to criticize Zach Edey, but Purdue, whatever, you get the point. So bracketfanatics.com, manage bets. There will be a bet for you to make. Everyone will get 500 bracket bucks here in the coming day or so. And as I said, you can also not only bet against me, you can bet against your friends. You got a buddy, he likes Purdue, you like NC State, you can bet against him as well as me. Here's the cool part. Person with the most bracket bucks by the end of the tournament gets $250 in cash, courtesy of Bracket Fanatics. It's that simple. It's that easy. We appreciate Bracket Fanatics. Thank you for your support, Bracket Fanatics. And now, with that said, let's get to our interview with UConn guard Hassan Diar.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, joining me via Zoom. We have done this for about five or six straight weeks, And the vision when I asked Hassan Diar to join this show every week was the hope was that he was going to take us on the journey to a second straight Final Four for UConn. We are here. The Huskies beat Illinois on Saturday to advance to a second straight Final Four. Hassan Diar, my man, how we doing?
You're doing great, man. How are you, man?
We're doing great. We're doing great. And first of all, let me even ask you this. We all know what the goal was coming. You come off an incredible season, right? And we know, and Coach has said publicly, hey, you know, we've talked privately about Brooklyn to Boston to Phoenix. But it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to play 31 regular season games, 3 Big East tournament games, 4 games in the NCAA tournament, actually show up in Brooklyn and go 2-0, actually show up in Boston and go 2-0. What is it like? It's one thing to look at it on a piece of paper. It's another thing to live it in real life. Is, even though you've been number one, all the success, is it still a little surreal that you are going to a Final Four, that everything that you put on paper, everything Coach spoke into existence in October and November is coming to fruition?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely surreal. It just shows the amount of work we put in is paying off. I think we've manifested and strived for our goals, and we're able to accomplish them. We've done a great job all year round. But ultimately, it's just a product of our hard work.
Let's go to Saturday, man. And you know, I even tweeted this during the game. I said, we're going to have a lot to talk about with Hassan this week. Listen, man, you know, we know that any great team needs different guys to step up in different moments. And, you know, this is no disrespect to anybody on the team, whatever. Most of the starters were struggling. I mean, I think the stat was the starters outside of Donovan were, I believe, 1 of 18 in the first half. Certainly not to say they didn't play great in the second half. Certainly not to say that they didn't play great throughout this tournament, but guys were struggling. And it was Hassan freaking Diarra who stepped up and made so many big plays in that first half. I don't want to say to keep UConn in the game, but to go back and forth. I mean, it was 23-23 at one point. You're up 5 at the half. What was your mentality when you checked into that game? Because there wasn't a lot going right early in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have the same mentality coming to every game. And whatever the team needs me to do to win, that's exactly what I'm going to bring. I bring my energy, my efforts, making plays on defense, making plays on offense. Playing the right way and feeding off the guys that are on the court already. Just doing whatever it takes to win. In that first half, I was able to get some offensive baskets, made some good passes, but it was ultimately on the defensive end. I think we were very locked in as a team, disrupting them and keeping that high power offense to a low scoring half.
Again, no criticism of your teammates. They're all incredible, but did you feel like the team needed a spark when you checked in that first time?
Yeah, I definitely felt the energy, you know what I mean, leaning towards Illinois at the time I checked in. And I just wanted to bring my energy because I know it's infectious and people ride off of it.
What was the crowd like? I mean, you hit a couple big shots, especially in the first half. You know, well, go ahead. I see you smiling. For people listening and not seeing, yeah. Hassan's got a big smile on his face.
Yeah, I mean, Storage North, right? That's what they're calling it.
That's what they're calling it. Yeah.
Storage North, man. The UConn Nation, like I said last week, man, they came out again. They were amazing. It felt like a Gamble game almost. If not Gamble, it was like XL. It was amazing. They were loud, obnoxious a little bit. We appreciate them. We appreciate them.
Well, UConn fans don't hide from their obnoxiousness. Coach Hurley talked about it after the game. He said they're kind of rude on social, but you know what? That's who they are, and that's why we love them. Real quick, let me ask you, halftime. So this is now, I think, a little bit of a trend for you guys. You guys play really well in the first half, but there's obviously, we're going to talk about what actually happened after halftime. But, you know, you go back to the Marquette game in the Big East tournament. Close, you guys pull away. San Diego State, I think it was a 7-8-point game at halftime. Close, you win by 30. The Illinois game, it goes without saying there was some history in the second half. What does Coach Hurley say to you guys at half Because you guys are, you know, we talk about a lot of times in football, a second half team, and basketball, second half. You guys are the definitive second half team. What does Coach Early say to you?
Yeah, I mean, we go into halftime, and he just instills confidence in us. I think in that Illinois game, we were amazing on defense. And he said, you know, this is great. And we're guarding the way we are. Offensively, we're getting good looks. We just need to shoot the ball with some confidence and let's attack more in transition as we did. And the rest was history, I guess.
The rest was quite literally history. It wasn't just UConn fans that are going to hear this, or certainly not UConn fans that just that saw it. Have you ever heard of a 30-0 run in an NCAA tournament game?
Never.
When was the moment that you were like, not you know, we're going to go on a historic run, but it's like, oh, we have flipped that switch. Like, we are, okay, UConn has, the UConn Huskies have officially arrived in Storrs North.
Yeah, I would say it was the play where Donovan blocked the shot, blocked the dunk, and it came down on the other end, sealed his man up, threw him the ball, and he got himself a dunk, and then Illinois called a timeout. And then I was like, okay, here we go. Here comes the run. But I didn't know it was going to be 30-0.
When you look back on the stats from that game, I mean, not just your stats or Cam stats or Tristan stats or Donovan stats, but when you look at the historic 30-0 run, I mean, you guys were on pace to be the first team to win an elite. I think the stat was UConn as a program has not gone on a 30-0 run since like 1991, and it was against New Hampshire. Did you hear or see any stats that were like, wow, I knew we were playing well. I didn't know it was quite like that.
Honestly, while we were playing, is you don't even notice that they haven't scored in almost 10 minutes.
Yes.
They're just playing a game. You're in the moment. You're just trying to stay in attack mode. It was till after the game. When I watched it, I was like, whoa, this is kind of crazy. I just thought we were so locked in on defense, and we were just able to just physically and mentally just keep it on them and just get out of transition and play UConn brand of basketball.
Fantastic. By the way, forgot to mention earlier, I mentioned it to lead the show, but as I've told you for about 4 or 5 weeks now, every single interview with Hassan is brought to you by Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Manchester, 103 Tallinn Turnpike. Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, come for the food, stay for the fun. Listen, this is the spot. I'm sure you have been there for the Big East tournament a few weeks ago. UConn played 3 games in 3 days. Then it was Brooklyn. If you weren't in Brooklyn, I'm sure you were at Shea's in Manchester. Same last week. Well, guess what? 2 more games, hopefully, on UConn's schedule starting Saturday night, 9:09 Eastern time in Phoenix. Make sure you're at Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar. Great food, great environment, biggest outdoor patio in Connecticut. That's going to be open soon. And oh, by the way, live music every Friday and Saturday night. Friday, we got Lickety Split. Saturday, we got Good Rich. Of course, you can listen to them while the Huskies play the Alabama Crimson Tide. Again, Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar. Come for the food, stay for the fun. 103 Tallinn Turnpike. We are so grateful for their support and for bringing you Hassan Diarra every single week. So let's keep it going. So you mentioned I think the Donovan one end and the other was one of the iconic moment. I think I'm not kidding. Iconic moment in UConn basketball history. I know I've asked you this and it's cliche, but first of all, I don't want to be rude to anybody else. What did you think of their game plan of attack Donovan? I get it, right? He's a difference maker on both ends. You want to try to get him in foul trouble. It seemed to the casual guy that knows nothing about basketball that he wanted to get in foul trouble and he was just making life hell for them. As a player, like, were you surprised that they kind of kept trying to go at Donovan when he was sending all their stuff into the first row of the stands?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they wanted to stay in attack mode and probably draw fouls on Donovan, but I give a lot of credit to Donovan. You know, Donovan found a way to stay out of foul trouble by walling up. You know what I mean? Getting his hands on their basketball and deflecting them. Donovan is such a smart defender. He knows when to how to time your when you're laying the ball up or when you're going to dunk. His just presence in the paint really affected them. But I mean that was their game plan, and I guess Donovan just shut that all down.
I know I've asked you this, but I'll ask it again. You know, the metrics say you guys are a good defense even when he was injured. They say you're literally one of the two or three best defenses in college basketball when he is there. It's obvious to anybody who knows basketball, but the impact of having that dude on the back line and how it changes how you're able to play defensively, knowing that you know, you got the Great Wall back there that's ready to swat anything, that gets towards the rim.
Yeah, Donovan is the most impactful player in the country, if you ask me, on both ends of the court. His versatility on offense, he can pass, he can score, able to get in the offensive glass. And then defensively, us as guards, we're able to pressure the ball more, knowing if we get beat, we got the big fella down there that to really help us.
You said a minute ago you went back and watched the game. Was that in film, or did you actually sit down and, like, I want to take this in and soak it in?
Yeah, I watched it by myself. I wanted to see, you know what I mean? I always watch all the games after my time out. I wanted to see it as soon as possible. Had a chance to watch it and soak it all in.
I know you just mentioned, but what was your reaction watching that second half as an observer?
Man, I was grinning the whole time. And it was kind of like shocking because I was watching it like a fan instead of a player dissecting it. And it was truly amazing, something people have never seen before.
What about watching your personal first half? And, you know, we talked about kind of manifesting as a team, you know, Brooklyn to Boston to Phoenix. But for you, I mean, you've put in a lot of hard work to be on stages like this. What was it like, you know, watching you throw up those perfectly executed lobs to Sampson or the threes or what, all the stuff that you did? What was it like as a fan to watch Hassan Diarra and his impact all throughout the game, but especially in the first half when the team really needed it on Saturday?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. You know, when I'm watching myself, I always watch myself on what things I can get better at. But I mean, I think I did a great job bringing great energy and just making the right plays out there, especially in that first half and giving my team a good lift.
Real quick, you know, we mentioned the game plan from Illinois. There was a quote from their coach, Brad Underwood, before the game, Friday's media availability, of something to the effect of, I'm paraphrasing the quote, but basically Dan Hurley and UConn are a great group. You know, we respect what they've done, but there's nothing that they do that we haven't seen in the Big Ten. Did any of those quotes get back to you guys?
No, actually. Cool. I actually didn't know he said that. Actually didn't know that.
Well, it just seems like, well, he said something to that effect. He said something to the effect of nothing they do we haven't seen in the Big Ten. So I'm not going to ask you to comment on that. But, you know, Coach Hurley seems to always have always have his finger on the pulse of how to motivate you guys. I mean, because he's talked about, you know, and he's talked about this publicly, you know, playing the early game on whatever it was, Thursday against San Diego State. Playing the early game on Saturday when you guys are the defending champ. I mean, can you take us inside to maybe, and I don't want to give away too much behind the scenes, but what are some of those motivational tactics? Because it feels like he has a pulse on everything that is said about you guys.
Honestly, I would say our motivation is our goals that we set out to go achieve. You know, I mean, we've made out a list, and we won 5 championships. Right now we're at number 4. You know, we're just striving so hard to achieve that, and that's where our motivation comes from, honestly.
Very good. Tell us about a little bit about this week. I mean, you guys, obviously, it's nice because last week you had the quick turnaround. I mean, you and I weren't even able to talk to, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday night, and it was only because you get back Sunday probably well after midnight after you beat Northwestern. Then you got to turn around and get back on a bus Tuesday to go up to Boston. What is it like to get back? And then, you know, how are you guys kind of handling this week? What's on tap? What's on the schedule? All that good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was a great day. It was a day off for the first time in a couple weeks.
Wow.
We got some time off today we get back together, watch film, we'll get on the court, we'll get a good lift in, probably around the same, we'll have a good practice tomorrow. Then we fly out Wednesday, we'll get there, we'll have dinner, I'll probably practice Thursday, practice Friday, and then big game Saturday.
How do you think, and we don't know because you haven't landed in Phoenix yet, but do you think it'll be different for you guys because you've been there before? I mean, the Final Four is such this, you know, and I was at the West Regional this week and even talking to kids, you know, on Alabama, on Clemson, whatever, about just being on the stage of the NCAA tournament. I mean, Grant Nelson, who had an incredible game for Alabama in their Sweet 16 win, he basically told me, he said, I transferred to Alabama because I wanted to play in the NCAA tournament. I had not had a chance to do it at my previous school. And so you think about the stage of the NCAA tournament. I mean, I had multiple players tell me, even the West Regional, even the media there was bigger than I imagined. How do you think it's going to help you guys that you've been to the Final Four? You've had those open locker rooms. You've had 25, 30, 40 cameras in your face at once.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think we're experienced. But honestly, you have to enjoy that moment. Final Fours don't come by very often. We are blessed to be in this position twice. So we're going to enjoy the moment, but understand we're going to be locked in all the way through. Our focus level is going to be at an all-time high. And we're going to be ready for it.
Fantastic. I know it's early. Do you know anything about Alabama? By the way, UConn fans know this. You played Alabama last year in Portland. They had Brandon Miller at the time, obviously a great NBA player now. So they're a different team. Do you know much about, by the way, did you watch the game on Saturday? I mean, I don't know how that all works. I guess you would have been on a bus back probably at that point. Do you know much about them at this point?
Yeah, I know a little bit about them. They have very good guards. Mark Spears is an All-American player, type player. They run very good offense. They want to play very fast, out in transition, very well coached. So, I mean, it's going to be a good game. And they're a very good team.
Just in general, you know, the three-pointer is the great equalizer. They're a great three-point shooting team. Just in general, not even them. When you're playing a team that shoots a high volume of threes, I mean, one, it puts more pressure on Hassan Diarra, but how does a team even prep for a team like Alabama that is such a lethal three-point shooting team?
Yeah, I mean, we just have to find ways to limit their three-point attempts. And that's you know, I mean, picking them up early in transition, getting high contest on their jump shots, running them off the line, sending them to the big fella, and that's ultimately how you do it.
I was going to say, yeah, that's all you got to do. Just set them into the paint, let Donovan do the rest. So, anything else about this journey this last week? I mean, we didn't even talk about San Diego State, but Illinois was just, it was an incredible moment, man. And, you know, I can tell you as a UConn guy, I had so many people reaching out to me like, you know, like this is special. Enjoy it. Don't take this for granted. And I've seen some of the dark days, so I never would, but it's just the journey you guys are on is absolutely incredible. So,
yeah, I mean, we're enjoying this journey. You got one more week of it. I hope everyone in the world is enjoying this journey as much as us. This team has reached new levels in UConn history, but not in UConn history, and college basketball history as well. And we just want to finish this season strong. Hope to see a lot of UConn fans in Phoenix. And that's it. We appreciate it.
No, that should be my last question. But one more is, you know, what is that like knowing that this is the last week that all these guys are going to be together in some way, shape, form, or fashion? I mean, it's fun, it's sad, but also obviously, you know, we know what the ultimate goal is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to be bittersweet. You know, with this team, you don't want the season to end. You want to continue to play with these guys, to practice with these guys, to be around these guys each and every day, be around the coaching staff each and every day. But I mean, this last week, we're going to cherish it.
Fantastic. That is Hassan Diarra, guard, UConn, an incredible Elite Eight performance. Thank you again to Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Manchester, 103 Talon Turnpike. If you're not going to Phoenix, by the way, do you have any messages for the fans that are coming to Phoenix? Hassan, I'll tell you this. I think there were a lot of UConn fans. You know, last year it was a little bit sudden. I get the sense there were a lot of UConn fans that maybe quietly felt pretty confident and maybe booked some travel to Phoenix, maybe just to be safe a little while. I had a lot of people like, are you going? It's like, I think there's going to be a lot of UConn fans in Phoenix. What is your message to them? UConn's going to have great support, even everybody staying back in Connecticut. But for the people that are traveling to Phoenix, what do you have to say to them?
Be loud and proud. Be obnoxious as you are. We love you and we appreciate you.
What did you think? Did you see Coach Hurley say our fans are obnoxious? Did you see it? Did you hear him say that in the post-game press conference?
I saw it on Twitter. But what did I agree with him, man. But we love him. We love it. Keep it going, please.
He's a angry Northeasterner. I'm an angry Northeasterner. UConn fans are angry Northeasterners. So I love every part of it. Thank you to Hassan. By the way, Hassan, one more time. Where can people, headbands, hoodies? I'm wearing mine. It's a cold morning here. Where can people get all your merch?
22threads.com/HassanDiarra. Headband Haas merch is on there. Headbands, sweatshirts, shirts. Six-man of the year shirt.
Oh,
got it all.
The new six-man of the year edition. Okay, all right. Pretty soon we'll have a Final Four edition, and knock on wood, maybe, I'm not jinxing anything, a back-to-back edition. So, Hassan Diarra, thank you again. Thank you, Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar. We'll talk next week, Hassan, all right?
So appreciate you, Aaron. No
problem. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.